all just want to be rich.
I want to be rich, Tony.
That's all we want to do. And the only way to be rich is to continue listening to this show, Bro 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 Bets, a show for degenerates by degenerates.
By degenerates.
I'm a degenerate, Tony.
I mean, and you can't judge a show or you can't judge a gambler off of one day of picks.
No.
This is a marathon.
I know.
Not a sprint.
It's not a sprint.
Tony, if I may.
Yeah.
If I may. I feel violated today.
Why?
The world of sport kind of did awful things to me last night. My backside is...
That happens.
I know, but it's an offer, Tony. And I don't like to come into this room on an offer after, if I remember correctly, yesterday, Mr. Todd McComas said... He felt good about that parlay.
Yeah,
I mean,
which he rarely ever
real
does.
Real good.
Which he rarely ever
and
does.
I feel horrible about this. I got a shutout pitched against me.
Let me help you feel better about that. I checked when I got up this morning, looked out the window. The sun did come up.
Oh, yeah,
so that means it's a brand new day.
Today's a brand new day.
Yesterday is erased.
Okay.
Listen, this is not a game for the weak-minded.
It is not.
If gambling was easy, everyone would do it, and there wouldn't be a 1-800 Gamblers Anonymous telephone number.
That's right.
Listen, the Patriots go on runs where they don't look good.
Mm-hmm.
The Warriors go on runs where they don't look good.
Sure.
Not tonight, they don't.
This is a little preview there. This is a marathon. You don't judge off of when it's units won or lost on a single night. You judge... Units won and lost over a month's period of time.
I like what
6 months period of time.
Yep.
A year's period of time.
Yep.
And if you keep listening to this podcast, I guarantee.
Guarantee.
That you will be up units when the marathon is over.
Nice, Tony. This is a marathon. Don't catch you slipping up. Woo.
And the only way to cash in on those units is at mybookie.ag.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Promo code BROBROBRO. You get a 50% deposit bonus. On your first deposit.
Oh, free money.
Deal.
Up to $1,000. Free money. Up to $1,000. So you put in $1,000 in your bank account in mybookie.ag, you're going to have $1,500 to use. You put in $500, you're going to have $750 overall
Love
to
that.
Use.
What's better than free money?
Nothing. With that being said, not our best night last night.
No,
not our worst night last night. But here's the real question, Gorms. Were we on the right side?
Okay.
We start off every single day.
Let me go.
With the segment, were we on the right side? So, you know, maybe our bets won, maybe they lost, but were we on the right side? Did we make the right bet? With that being said, before we get into that, I am your host, Tony Brackets. We're still in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
We got Todd McComas here with me.
What's up?
Jeffrey Gorman here with me.
Tony.
Other show members who are not here, they're on their road. Boston Connor's not here. Ty Schmidt, baseball expert, not here. Nick Morotto, NHL expert, not here. With that being said, let's get in. To the right side. Last night I had the Dodgers minus 1.5. They lost 4-2. I don't know if I was on the right side or not. Boston, I had the money line, minus 129. They lost 7-0. That was not the right side. The Boston Red Sox, I said it after opening day that I won't bet on them again this season. I've bet on them 4 times since.
They suck!
They are the fucking worst. Do not touch the Red Sox, a Red Sox game until probably... The All-Star
break. Yeah, let them get cooking.
Lay off a little bit. Todd.
Yes,
sir. He loves taking these games of teams that are just fucking horrendous.
Yeah.
Cleveland plus 2. They lost by 9 at Phoenix. What do you think?
I was on the right side.
Okay.
What happened was I won my 3 other bets, and the gambling gods were like, hey, 3's enough.
That's it.
I'm going to take this one from you. That's all that happened.
All right. I understand that. That's just gambling gods telling you not to get greedy.
Sure.
Gorms.
Yeah.
Utah minus 11. They won by 9. That's a tough guy.
Yeah, I'm on the wrong side.
Okay. No. I think you're on the right side there. I mean, you lose by 2. That's a bucket.
Yeah.
Like, anything could happen at the end.
Losers lose. I hate this. I did not like last night.
Here's one where I can tell you were definitely on the wrong
cringing.
Side. I mean, I even told you Embiid was going to be out. And then later, Jimmy Butler goes out. But no, fucking stubborn-ass Gorm stuck with the 76ers. Well, you didn't know that Jimmy Butler was going to be out.
I did not know that
Jimmy
Buckets was
going to
be
out. That's the one thing that's tough about putting out this show on time for you guys, so you guys have at least 6-7 hours to do your own research.
Got to look at injuries.
We didn't know that Jimmy Butler was out. The 76ers lost by 20.
To Dallas.
This melded in.
Just to Dallas.
Tough one for you. Colorado lost in a shootout.
You're on the right side,
bro.
I'm going to take that one.
They hit the crossbar, one. It's a whole different game if that doesn't happen.
Easy win. Portland minus 3.
Great pick, Tony.
Over T-Wolves.
Great pick, guys.
I mean, now 19-1 and 17-3 after a loss. The Milwaukee Bucks was just an absolute soak.
Great.
Somebody left the water on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Orlando, +7. Those motherfuckers. Do you not want your playoff bonus checks? Do you not want it? They were down by, it was 7 with like 30 seconds left, and I was watching the ticker on Sports Action because the game wasn't on. They end up losing by 12.
Eesh.
They were close the whole time. I don't want to say I was on the wrong side, but just what the fuck are you doing? And then, hey, Pacers, -5. We said without Blake Griffin, the Pistons do not know how to play offense.
And, of course, Tom McComas convinced me that was a great bet yesterday on this show, and mm-hmm. I was fully in agreement with him. And then I said, maybe not. Maybe these Pistons without Blake Griffin are sneaky. I think they're going to maybe mail it
in. You know what happened, though?
Yeah.
They brought some new life, some new blood. Holiday and McDermott brought an energy to the Pacers. They've been missing in this last stretch.
Todd's all for Dougie McBuckets.
You never know what Dougie
McBuckets,
McBuckets
can turn a
he
game
wants
around.
Starting.
He comes in and fights.
All right.
That's what they need.
That being said, let's get into our picks today. I normally ask these guys before the show what their picks are. I just want to get an idea of what they're doing. Did it today. I wanted to be surprised today. It's a small NBA lineup. I believe just 4 games today. I have no NBA locks. I got some NBA leans, but I'll let you guys go first if you are very confident on any NBA picks tonight.
I have to be confident, so let me go. These are locks.
Okay, give me one.
These are locks.
Okay.
Locks.
Because of yesterday getting slapped with driving gloves, you know, by my chauffeur. Mm-hmm. Across my face. Just embarrassed, so I got locks.
Gorman, you're preaching, and I am singing. I am a member of the Gorman Tabernacle Choir.
San Antonio Spurs at home covering the 9.5 mm-hmm. against the Atlanta Hawks.
Okay.
I love it. Golden State Warriors, #1 in
Hold
the
on.
West.
Hold on. Before you go to your
I'm,
other
I'm
games.
Rolling, baby.
No, let me talk about your games real quick.
Go ahead.
San Antonio Spurs. I also love them. They are one of the top 2 teams at home
sure.
against the spread on the year. The only thing that scares me, Atlanta Hawks have been hot.
Yeah.
Trae Young, been hot. Going for that rookie year. You don't care. You like the Spurs at home.
Popovich bounced last game. It's go time.
All right, go.
Yeah, they're booting him up. And I like the 1-2 in the West. Golden State Warriors taking on Denver. Denver, sneaky good. Everybody knows them. Mm-hmm. They're getting 7.5 tonight. I love Golden State to blow out Denver to set, hey, I'm the big alpha dog here in this pen. Go to the other corner.
This is my most confident lean of the day. So let me give you this. The Nugs beat Golden State by 2 in the first week of the season.
They did.
The first week of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
Since then,
I know where you're
the
going.
Nugs lost by 30-17 to Golden State. Game is for first in the West. It's a nationally televised game.
Boom.
Golden State's playing everybody. I'm also going to take the Golden State Warriors.
Nice, Tony. Nice, Tony.
Are those your 2 picks for today?
Those are NBA picks.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
Yes. Todd, what are your NBA picks?
Okay, so I have Houston on the road in Sacramento. I like the under at 226.5.
Okay. Tell me why, Todd.
Because the over has only hit twice in Houston's last 15 games.
Boom.
Trendy. All right, and within those games, the over is only 2-7 when the line is 226 points or less.
Okay.
Look at them go.
And the over is 5-10-1 in Sacramento's last 16 games.
Okay.
In that stretch, the over is only 1-3
wow.
when the line is 226
wow,
points or less.
Todd, you are now going trends inside of trends.
And let me tell you what. The last time these two met, they scored a combined 227 points, which is probably why the line is set at 226.5.
Uh-huh.
That's a fucking trap. We got trends inside of trends. Go with the science.
All right. Let me speak to this game a little mm-hmm. bit. When I first saw it, I wanted to take Houston just because they're obviously the better team. And here, let me talk to you a little bit about Houston's mindset.
Going go ahead. Into this
all right. All right.
Ahead, Tony, go ahead.
So Houston is 2 games back of Denver.
Sure they
who
are.
Currently has the 2 seed. And Denver has Golden State, San Antonio, Portland twice,
ouch.
And Utah left on the schedule.
Ooh.
All playoff teams. So Denver's got a tough little schedule left. Houston plays Sacramento, the Knicks, Phoenix, OKC.
Win, possible win.
Should be a win.
Right.
So you would think Houston looks at those schedules and think, hey, we could possibly get up to the 2 seed.
Right.
Well, I'm worried. Sacramento is the best home against the spread in the league. Houston has the 2nd worst in the NBA as away favorites and 3rd worst just as away against the spread. So Houston, the trends say do not go with Houston. My brain and just logical thinking says go with Houston. That's just, I just wanted to give you guys some information on the game as far as what I saw today.
Nice. I get it. I've got to fade Gorms on the Atlanta San Antonio.
Okay.
Game. Go ahead.
All right. And here's my reasoning is when the spread is plus 10 to plus 13, the Hawks are 10 and 6.
10 and 6, Gorms.
When the spread is minus 13 to minus 10, the Spurs are only 1 and 4.
Oh.
All right. They're not good at covering that big spread. I think Atlanta covers.
Okay. So let me give you here, as far as I was saying earlier, San Antonio 24 and 15 at home against the spread. And then Todd gave you reasons for the Hawks. That's why I stayed away from that game.
Right.
And the big double-digit spread. Good trend, Todd.
Correct. All right. So those are the NBA games for tonight.
I got another one. Yeah, absolutely. I like, in the Denver-Golden State game, I like the over.
Okay.
220 and a half. Those are two of the best teams in the NBA. Mm-hmm. So the 8 points scares me at this stage in the season. But if you look at it, I mean, the last time these guys played, there was a total of 227 and then 253.
Yes.
So I'm going to surpass all the other trends. And when the over underline is 219 to 222, the over is covered 62.5% of the time for Golden State.
I'll get you in the Hall of Fame there.
Yeah. I like the over on this one.
Yes, because of
the matchup between the two.
Yeah, the one game, the Warriors scored 140 by themselves, and then the other one was somewhere in the mid-120s.
Yeah.
All right, so are those all your NBA picks?
That's all you.
All right, so those are our NBA picks today. A lot of information. I assume we're on the right side because we're always on the fucking right side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to move to NHL.
There we go.
I've got some NHL picks.
Let me hear it. Tony Skates.
I got a little espresso parlay for you.
Oh, good, good.
Espresso
tiny
money.
Tiny one, yeah.
Espresso money line parlay.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm going to give you three games. It's plus 240.
Ooh,
you
I love
take
it.
These three games, money line, plus 240. Nashville, money line versus Buffalo.
They are on the road at Buffalo, I
Correct.
Believe. Yeah.
Buffalo is on a 3-20 stretch. Okay. They have just been absolutely god-awful. Three wins in the last 23 games. Nashville, playoff hunt. Nashville, very good. Just give me Nashville to win the game.
Gotcha. Okay? Mm-hmm. Lug it.
Colorado money line versus Edmonton. Colorado played last night, hanging on to the last playoff spot. They're playing well. Edmonton also played last night, so we're okay there on back-to-back situations.
By the way, fun fact, Edmonton eliminated from playoff contention.
Correct, and they've also lost four of their last five. Mm-hmm. So give me Colorado money line there. All we're going to do is win. Last money line, part of the little espresso parlay today, Coyotes money line. They're 2 points out of the playoffs, okay? So no motivation issues there. They're playing the Kings, who are on a back-to-back. They played last night. Kings are also the worst team in the West. Just give me Coyotes to win the game.
Love it.
Those are just three simple wins,
mm-hmm.
plus 240. That means $100 down to win 240 back. That's my little espresso parlay today.
Watch this, T-Bone.
Okay.
I had myself a little mini espresso parlay.
Uh-oh, okay. Uh-oh.
And then my friend T-Bone over there,
yep.
Tony Skate, says, hey, yep. I'm going to throw in the Nashville one because I'm on the Coyotes train. Most definitely. I'm on the Avalanche train.
Okay.
Most definitely. And you talked me into Nashville.
Okay.
I was going two-teamer on the money line. No, I'm going three-teamer Tony's way. Let's go.
All right. I mean, I don't know how I can – you can listen to what I just said and not take that.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
Borrow money from your parents or your girlfriend or your boyfriend because this is a money winner.
I also like the Dallas and Philadelphia under just because Dallas is by far the best under team in the league, and they have to play that way still tonight because they are also on the verge of a playoff spot, not having a playoff spot.
I like the under 5.5 between the Bruins and the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Okay. Any reasoning there, Todd? You got any fucking trends for that?
Yep. On the road, when the line is 5.5, the over only covers 35.3% of the time for the Bruins.
Okay.
At home, when the line is 5.5, the over only covers 33.3% of the time for the Blue Jackets. And both these goalies, respectively, the over only hits 41% of the time when they start.
So. All right, so you're taking the under in Boston and Columbus. I'm taking the under in Dallas and Philadelphia. You want to add those money lines to our cup of coffee a day parlay?
I do.
Those three money lines? Okay, good. I have some MLB baseball. Do you guys have any MLB baseball?
I have one.
All right, go ahead, both of you.
Go ahead, Todd.
All right. The Royals money line.
Okay.
It's at plus 126 at home against the Twins.
Yep.
The Royals are starting Brad Keller, who pitched 7 scoreless innings opening day against the White Sox. Also, the Twins are 2-22 against Keller lifetime.
Wow.
that in
really
and of itself,
stats there.
Coupled with the fact that the Royals have a slight edge, they've been a little more productive offensively so far this season. I really like this because of the value, a plus 126.
Correct.
You want to be a little safer, take the run line, but I'm all about the value in this one.
All right, sounds good. Gorms, what is your one?
Here is my one, which could turn into two. I'm telling you degenerates out there,
okay,
find another one to pair this up with. But I'm taking the Seattle Mariners tonight against the Angels. Angels 1-4, Seattle hottest team in the majors, or one of, arguably, at 6-1. They're not supposed to be here, but we always see those teams in major leagues that is like, wow, look at this team coming out of the gates in the first 2 weeks. That's exactly what Seattle is doing. They are home tonight. I am taking the Mariners, and I'm leaving it to the listener out there. Pair it up with another win. Find another pitcher. There's your two-team parlay.
Okay, I could give you something. I have another espresso Major League Baseball parlay.
Tony, you're going to be all hopped up on the coffee.
So if you want to pair Gorm's pick with one of these, you go ahead and feel free.
Go ahead.
Okay, let me tell you why.
Go ahead, Tony.
Philly at Nats.
Ooh.
Bryce Harper returns to D.C.
Big man. He gets booed out of the park.
He's definitely getting booed out of the park because he didn't get traded away. He chose to leave
that
city.
He said, I'm leaving.
All right. So, yes, the Phillies are 3-0, but Scherzer's on the mound.
Ooh.
Scherzer is not going 0-2.
Supermax.
He gave up one run in his opening day start. Scherzer is 9-2 against the Nationals. It's going to be cold. It's going to be rainy. The Phillies are starting Zach Eflin, whoever the fuck Zach Eflin is. Give me Scherzer. I'm not going against Scherzer in this game.
Don't
where
do
Scherzer
it.
Doesn't need any extra motivation. I assume he probably goes all nine.
Yeah,
probably
I'm
gives up
you.
One or two.
I'm with you.
So I'm going with the Nats there.
Beautiful.
I'm going Yankees. Run
against
line,
the Tigers,
money line.
Right?
Yes, against the Tigers. Tigers have scored 7 runs in their first 5 games.
Hi-oh.
Going against Tanaka, who had an incredible opening day start. Just give me the Yankees there.
Yeah.
You don't need any more information.
Attaboy.
Houston. Verlander went 7 innings, 3 hits in his opening day start. He's going up against Shelby Miller, who used to be good. He was good for the Cardinals. He's fallen off a lot drastically. He pitched 16 innings last year with a 10.6 ERA.
Shelby!
And 22 innings the year before that. So who knows what you're going to get from fucking Shelby Miller. If you take all three of those, it's a plus 205 little money line parlay there.
Beautiful, Tony.
So you could pair those with Gorm's Seattle pick. Todd, you had the Royals, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So let's see here. Our cup of coffee a day parlay.
Hi-yo, here we
let's
go.
See if we want to take any of these out. Okay? Anything we want to take out, we can substitute any of those money line baseball games in for it. So we have the Warriors -8. Are we cool with that?
Todd isn't. I am. I'll do whatever, boys.
I'm not against it.
I'm cool
I just personally
too.
Was
I'm cool
scared enough
yeah.
that I would rather, you know, go yep. with the over.
Yeah, yeah. Todd's over 219. We're going to stay in there. Houston Rockets. I gave you reasons why we shouldn't take the Rockets. I gave you reasons why we should take the Rockets. Are we comfortable or not?
I am not.
Okay, good. Yeah, it's out.
Houston fucks me every
fucking,
time.
It's fucking out.
Yeah.
Bruins and Columbus under from Todd. Cool Oof. With that. Dallas and Philly, under with me. We good with that?
Okay.
Cool. Coyotes, money line, keeping it in.
Let's go.
Avalanche, money line, cool there.
Let's go.
Preds, cool there. The Royals, plus 120. The Seattle Mariners, minus 130 from Gorms. And then we need one more to make it 10. Do you like the Nats, the Yankees, or the Houston from what I told you?
Because it's a parlay?
Correct.
I like the Yanks.
Okay. Let's just keep it fucking nice and easy.
Are you going with the Yanks on that one?
Yes.
Are you going against the Tigers?
Yes.
Okay, just really quick. I'm not against it, but really quick.
It sounds like you're against it.
I want to be unanimous on this slide.
We're talking
pick,
about
so.
Bryce Harper going
yes.
back
correct.
To where he is.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And we're talking about, are we confident that's all Nationals today?
Well, no, that's not in there right now. So right now we are either going to take the Nationals money line.
I'm
the
leaning
Yankees
on that
line,
is my point. I'm
or
leaning,
the, okay, you are.
Yeah, I'm leaning on that. I'm leaning on Washington and Scherzer getting it done.
There was a really good article today on the Action Network from Paul LaDuca talking about going back and facing former teams and how nerve-wracking it is, and you have no idea how the crowd is going to react, how your friends on the team is going to react. So I think Harper is going to be a non-factor in this. Plus Scherzer versus Zach Eflin, I'm always going to go Scherzer.
Tony, if this kid hits two bombs today, one of them out of the ballpark
who?
Lands in the street, Bryce Harper,
he's
you,
not.
You and I are going to talk tomorrow.
He's not.
Okay.
All right, so we're going Nationals minus 190. All right, so that's our cup of coffee day parlay. 5 to win 1336 because we got a lot of money lines in there. I mean, this is a I'm pretty very confident in this pick. What do you how do you feel about this pick, Todd?
Well, you know me, Tony, I never say anything one way or another on these because they're scary, but with this one I think is a gimme.
I mean,
I feel more comfortable about this parlay than I have any single parlay we've done yet.
Comfortability level, 1 out of 10. Where does this one rank?
I think I'm at a 9.8.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's pretty hot. We gave you a lot of very good information today. Like always, like we always say, if you like our picks and you like what we've said, do some of your own research. Make sure you are on our side. And if you're not, tell us why at BroBroBats on Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, we're here to give information.
Or take your favorite six.
Plus the little picks on why we're taking those picks, plus the information.
You know what I like too?
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. So is rating and reviewing. That's powerful.
Rating
too.
And reviewing is also good. Plus telling your friends to get into this degenerate gambling world.
Let's go.
It's a good time. With that being said, good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.